Okay, hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to the G-Spot with Mika Ray. Of course, this is Mika Ray, and you're listening to blogtalkradio.com, WJBR. And tonight, we are discussing being exes with, being best friends with your ex. And I really feel like this is going to be a great conversation tonight because I know a lot of us, some of us, I'm not going to say a lot of us, may be friends with our exes, and we may have girlfriends or boyfriends who are trying to deal with or may experience some type of insecurity with us being friends with our exes. And I really think this is just going to be a good conversation. And one thing that I noticed is, especially for, like, the LGBT community, these lesbians are friends with all their exes. So I'm just going to say it how it is. They are friends with all their exes, and it's this thing, and life's just supposed to go on, and nobody really – it's like a known thing. Nobody really talk about it, and – it's interesting, especially to me. So let me make sure I bring Keyroy on. Keyroy, are you there?
Hey, how's it going? I'm here.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good.
I see. So we do have an interesting topic, so I'm interested in seeing what people got to say about it.
Me too. Because I know for me it was very hard when I first, I always say lesbian land, when I first entered lesbian land, and I noticed that a lot of women, you know, were friends with their exes. It was so different for me because I've never been friends with any of my exes. Like, I can honestly say that I have not been friends with any of my exes. So
really? It
was new to me. I didn't understand it. I wondered about it. I was very curious as to why are you friends with your ex type stuff. Like, what is keeping that person in your life and why is it necessary for them to be in your life? Like, and it's, like I said earlier, it just seemed like in the LGBT community, that's just like a known thing. And
so,
I don't even know why.
Well, since you've been in what you call lesbian land, do you understand why? Do you have a better understanding of why people are friends with their exes?
No. I don't.
You don't understand.
I don't understand, but the only thing that I can say is women, we have a different way of thinking when it comes to relationships, period. So when two women are together, you do become emotionally entangled on a different level than you would be entangled with a man, I think. And I think that may play a big part into it. And then it's like you kind of become each other's best friend in a sense. So you may not necessarily want to lose the actual friendship piece of it, but you are okay with losing the relationship piece of it, like being their lover and all the other intimate type of things. But since you all become, they normally become each other's best friends. And it's like, it's all about them too. So I think that's the reason why it happens in a lesbian community.
So you think that's a good thing or bad thing?
I mean, I think that it could be a good thing. It could be a good thing. Only, it could be good and it could be bad. It could be good if the actions are genuine between the two partners, the two people. Are you all remaining friends because, you know, you value each other's friendship, or are you remaining friends because you still got some feelings there and you don't necessarily want to break up with the, well, you want to break up, but you don't necessarily want the person out your life just in case the next relationship doesn't work out. Like, is this your backup plan?
Yeah, man, that's hard to determine which one that would be, though, huh?
Right. I guess it's hard to determine which one it would be. So I find it quite interesting, and it's a little disturbing to me sometimes.
Well, you know, I know I'm actually friends with my exes. You know, we cool. You know what I'm saying? Some of my exes, well, one of them, it's kind of awkward because we was friends before we got in a relationship, you know, like a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the relationship didn't work out, it's kind of like the friendship thing kind of almost faded away. And it was like, damn, that's one thing I didn't want to lose was the friendship. And
right,
but every time
right,
I try
right.
to... And every time I try to talk to her on a friendship level, I don't even think she's already comfortable with it no more. You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy. It can actually mess up friendship. If you've been friends for a long time and you get into a relationship and break up, in some cases it can kind of put a damper in the actual friendship, which is what I missed from her, the friendship part of it, you know. But I don't know if things will get back to that way again, you know. But then I got something I'm cool with. Yeah.
Mhm.
So, but then I got some exes
that
I'm real, real cool with.
Okay. So how did you all transition to a friendship?
You know what? I guess it took over time. It was over time that we was able to hang out and kick it and stuff like that. It's so funny. Just recently. Recently I went to a friend birthday party and you know, they were twins and I was dating one of the twins. Now he's still dating the twin. And so mm-hmm. for his party, you know, they had a little get together for him and I came there and you know, the one I used to date was there with her boyfriend. And
oh wow.
Yeah. But you know what? And I felt perfectly fine with it. You know what I'm saying? I was cool with it.
Okay.
You know, it was what we had. It came and over with. But at the end of the night, her twin was like, man, you know, my sister was really, really uncomfortable. I said, for real? Why? You know? So I don't know. It's one of them things, man. But I guess it's just different for different people depending on the kind of relationships you have, you know. But
it is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I would be uncomfortable hanging around my ex. And, well, let me just say this. The person I was with before, I was friends with all her exes. And we would go out, we would hang out, we would have a good time. It was fine. I didn't really have a huge issue with it. It was just different for me. And then,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes those thoughts in my head would come back, and it's like, okay, I wonder, does she see her and look at her like, oh, I wish I could sleep with her again. You know, I always like those thoughts come like to my head. And then when I think about like now, I don't necessarily want to be around my ex and her new person. It's just not my thing. Like, I don't really care to be around y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's not my thing.
Well, let me ask
mm-hmm.
you this, man. So if you was dating somebody and then y'all broke up and this ex still wanted to be friends with you, you think that would be an issue? If they weren't dating nobody else, but you know what, I still want to be your friend. You think that would be a big issue for you?
I need to know the motivation.
Okay.
Like, why are you... I don't know. I'm an odd person.
So you would never want to be friends with your exes? Like, any exes you have, you'd be like, you know what? I kind of like to still be friends with her, even though we ain't together anymore. I mean, you don't ever feel that way to one of your exes?
Not really. I wouldn't mind, I guess, like, my most recent ex, I guess I wouldn't mind being friends with her if we
mm-hmm.
could come to some type of, you know, okay standards. But it probably would be many years down the line before that happened. Maybe about 2 or 3.
About 2, man, okay. But sometimes it takes
some
time.
Yeah, about 2 or 3.
Sometimes it takes some time.
I agree. I think sometimes it just takes time before you can get them because it has to. I feel like this too. There needs to be a real transitional period, and I don't think a lot of us have an actual transition from a relationship to a friendship. So it's still this kind of emotional entanglement that you have with that person. And then by the time you bring somebody else in your life, you still don't know how to let go of the other person. Like, you're still emotionally involved with the other person. You call it a friendship, but it's really not. You may have broken up with them. Let's say you broke up with them a month ago. And now, 2 months later, you're still hanging out with that person, going out to dinner or going to eat with them or, you know, going to support them at some type of event, doing this or doing that, talking to them every day. Like, you really haven't broken up. You just have an extended relationship.
Yeah.
Like, so true. It needs to be a transitional period of at least, I think, 6 months or more where you have a real actual transition from those emotional, from that emotional connection to a friendship, like, if you're really going to be friends with an ex. That's just my opinion. Then if you're going to be friends with ex, you need to be okay with, you need to be able to, I guess, when you meet someone new, be comfortable enough to introduce that person to them, be comfortable enough to talk about that person. Like, this is another thing I feel, Kiroy. I feel that if you're friends with your ex or your ex-lover and you cannot talk to your new person about that person, you don't feel comfortable talking to them about him, you don't feel safe, you don't feel safe saying I went to see this person, I was hanging out with this person, all this kind of stuff, then y'all ain't really friends. You got some emotional connection with that person.
You know, I was just thinking about that, too, because if I, you know, I guess I'm thinking on the terms of, okay, would I be comfortable enough to introduce a new friend of mine to my ex? You know what I'm saying? And I think that's a way of kind of letting you know you're over it, too, if you're just comfortable even just introducing them to each other and stuff like that. But because I'm like, because I do have ex. I've been ex for a long time, and I don't see us getting together no more. And this is the same one that I say we don't seem like, it seems like our friendship is over with. But at the same time, I don't even know if I would even, because I don't know how things are going down. You know what I'm saying? If I introduce,
but why wouldn't you feel comfortable?
Well, because, you know, the uncomfortable part come with not knowing how she go react, the ex go react. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, damn. And that's the reason why I kind of want to build a friendship so everything could be cool, to kind of break down that uncomfortable feeling. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But we never did that. We never did. We never really just chopped it up and just say, okay, cool, you move on. I mean, we never really did it because, I don't know, man. It's like she's just mad at me all the time now. You know what I'm saying? And it's been like a year and a half or 2 years. It's like every time they mention my name, she kind of like got some slick to say about me. So I'm like, damn, man.
I
don't even know what to do about that.
Maybe it's because of the way y'all broke up.
Well, I know it's definitely the way we broke up, you know, and I'm just like, man, Ain't a whole lot of
now, I do. That makes a real big difference. The way you break up with someone can help determine how you two are going to move forward. Are you going to be peaceful, move forward peacefully? Are you going to move forward and maybe be friends possibly? Or are you going to just move forward and just cut all ties with each other? And I do feel like we have to respect that. And a lot of people don't respect that. It's like, okay, I had sex with you. I loved you. I was with you. And now I really don't want to be with you anymore, but I still want to be your friend. But the other person is like, I don't want to talk to you. You hurt me. I don't want shit to do with you, basically. Just leave me alone. But you're insisting for us to be friends.
Yeah, it might be one of them deals, man. Because she was like a family friend, so she always around. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So even if I go visit my folks, man, she might be there playing cards or things like that.
Oh, Lord. See, that's another thing. If I break up with you, I need my family to break up with your ass, too. Like, leave me alone. Like, I don't want you coming around my family, being all up in my family face. Like, my
now,
family to break up with you, too. That's how I feel.
But now I'm gonna tell you something. Now that would make sense if, like, say for instance, if she met me through my family, I mean, if she met my family through me, but my family and her mom and my dad and all, they've been hanging out for like 20 years, you know what I'm saying? So they ain't like, they ain't going to just leave her alone because me and her relationship didn't mess up. I mean, our relationship didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So it's like,
that's
she was part of our family too. Yeah, so it's an awkward situation to be in. But,
I don't want to go visit my mama or my daddy and I see my ex sitting up in there. No! Like,
yeah.
Why are you still talking to them? And why are you talking to them without me?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, but you know,
so
I try not to
go ahead. And we'll bring this caller on when you finish.
No, I was just trying to say, you know what? My thing is, you know, if she's cool with it, I don't want our relationship to mess up their relationship. So that's how I look at it, you know. So I.
Well, you're
I
very
deal with
generous,
it and,
generous and sweet.
Because
yeah, that ain't me. Okay, let's bring this caller on 0648. Let's see. 0648, are you there?
Hello? Hello?
Hey.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
How's
I am
going?
So, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Great. I am so enjoying this topic. Like, y'all had me cracking up over here. I was like, I got to get in here. I got to get in this door because there's, like, I experienced both sides of your conversation. And
mm-hmm.
it's crazy because I'm, like, sitting here saying, damn, I'm friends with just about all my ex to the point where I've had card parties and game night and had about, like, four of my exes sitting up in my house playing with each other with my girlfriend that I'm dating, like, in the house. And you know, one would be like, you are such a fucking player. But I'm like, but it's not like that. Because the way I looked at it is we formed a friendship before we,
mm-hmm.
you know, got together. And those friends were like, we came to an understanding with good communication that this ain't working. This ain't working. Maybe we, you know, came to our point in time that I did what I need to do for you and you did what you need to do for me, and there ain't nothing left here but friendship. Because I don't even feel to be intimate with you anymore. And I'm not, so it's like the intimacy is gone, but we still cool. We still could go eat and hang out, and we still enjoy each other's company, but that's it.
So let me ask you this. I just want to ask you, with all your exes, do any of your exes try to get back with you?
No. No, because they know how I am. Like, no. Now, I'm not going to say that there wasn't no in the windows thrown, like, to say something smart, you know, under, like, you know, like, they'll walk, but say, you still want me. I'm like, in your dreams, you know, and then we'll bust out laughing, you know, but something like that. And then a little part in my head be like, is this bitch serious? Like, she better be playing, because she already know, you know, and then the girl I'm with, you know, she's, like, looking like, is this cool or am I in the twilight zone? You know, so then when everything is over and I say, you know how many ex you was just now in my house? How many of my exes were here? And she's like, yeah, about three of them. I'm like, okay, all right, so you are paying attention, very good.
What makes me uncomfortable with that, like, if I was your girlfriend, I would be so uncomfortable. Like, these four exes sitting up here, then I all had you, then I all seen you naked, and now here I am, the fifth person sitting up in here, too.
Okay, so if you go to a nude beach, you know, like, everybody see you naked. So?
Yeah, everybody see you naked, but everybody hadn't had sex with you.
Well, true, but, you know, everybody don't do it the same way.
Everybody don't do it the same way.
Everybody don't kiss the same way.
You know?
I'm
going to wonder, like, is she looking at one of them? Like, I'm going to say, is she watching one of them thinking, like, oh, if I could only have her one more time.
No,
like,
but they got their girlfriends there, too.
I'm paranoid.
But they got their girlfriends there, too.
I don't know.
They don't come by themselves.
All right, well, let me
ask you
this.
Two of them had their girlfriends there with them.
Mm-mm. No, ma'am.
You know? I mean, like, one of them wasn't even my girl. She was just somebody that, you know, something happened with.
See? You was just having sex with another person that's in your head.
You know, it was like, okay, no, I'm good. No, it's not going to happen again. But it was nice, but no, that's it.
So let me ask you, how would you feel if the shoe was on the other foot? If she brings you to a gathering and you were surrounded by her exes, how would you feel about that?
I would feel fine because
really?
I am so secure with myself. Honestly, I can honestly say I would feel fine because I'm so secure with myself that I wish a nigga would. That's why I'm like,
Lord.
You really want to mess this up? You really want to mess this up by doing something stupid? Okay, this better be all clean right here. But I'm good.
But you know what? I know. I have spoke about earlier about me dating a twin. It's one part I did leave out about that and why I felt so comfortable about it. Because at the end of the night, the twin sister said, her sister was uncomfortable, and when I found out why the sister was so uncomfortable, because she messed around and told this dude that me and her dated, right? So when I got there, I didn't know that he knew that me and her used to have our thing going on, and that's why I was comfortable. But if I'd have known that me and her was together like that, I probably wouldn't have been that comfortable, you know what I'm saying, because of the fact that he probably had in the back of his mind, oh, man, if you look at her funny. You know what I'm saying? But if I didn't know that he know her, I wouldn't, you know, those kind of thoughts won't go through my mind. Because you're right, some people could be kind of territorial about certain things.
Right.
And if I'm with her once, he may feel like, he might feel threatened.
You might be able to get it again.
Right.
Yeah, well, and that would be his insecurity.
Right.
I don't think that it has a lot to do with insecurity.
Why not?
I think that it has more. I don't think that's insecure for me to. I think those are natural inclinations to think about stuff like that because it happens, and we all know it happens.
Yeah.
That
right.
I may
it
have had a great sexual connection. Let me finish real quick. I may have had a great sexual connection with you, and the relationship didn't work out. So, you know, even though we're friends, the thought may cross my mind sometimes. Like, damn. Wish we could have worked out. We could have had good sex or whatever. Or the person may look at you the same way. It happens. That's just life, and those are natural things. I don't think it has anything to do with insecurity. I just feel it's a natural thought process that maybe I missed some parts of you, or maybe she missed some parts of you. That's the reason why y'all are friends, because you don't want to let go of those parts that you missed.
Well, why, if you have a friendship, I mean, if you started out as friends and you have a friendship and y'all have an understanding, why can't y'all remain friends? Like, why, if you first love somebody and they do something, you get mad at them, but you don't stop loving them, or else that wasn't real love to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
That don't mean that you stop loving somebody just because you're not friends with them. I'm not friends with half of my exes. Well, actually, I ain't friends with none of my exes. Truth be told. But I don't have any hate in my heart for these people. I just don't feel like it's necessary for us to be friends. I mean, what are we friends for?
Wow.
I don't get it. But like I said, I will be, you know, positive. If you're friends with your ex, you're friends with your ex-lovers, I will treat them like I don't even know y'all were exes. I will treat them fine. I'll be good with them as long as they're respectful to me and they're respectful to our relationship. I'm good with them. I don't have an issue with them. It's just I don't understand it. I don't see why it's necessary. That's just me.
Well, you know.
And I don't see why we can't be friends.
Ain't nobody tell you you can't be friends.
No, I'm saying, you saying that you don't see why it's necessary, and I don't see why it's unnecessary.
Yeah. You know, sometimes it's just good to you don't need necessarily got to be friends, but you could be acquaintances, you know, something. You could just be cool, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think you know, just cut them off altogether. But, you know, I mean, it's cool to be cool, like, so you won't go into an environment feeling uncomfortable like I do when I see my ex and stuff like that. So it would have been cool if we can talk things out and just be cool with it, you know. But,
yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with, okay, like every now and again we wish each other happy birthday. Every now and again we check on each other. But it's this stuff where, I'm going out to have lunch with my ex. Well, of course you ain't going to say my ex.
Yeah,
but I'm going out to have lunch with such and such. Oh, I'm about to go hang out with such and such. Oh, she wants me to come over to her house. Like, why she wants you to come over to her house?
Yeah. Yeah, now that's something to think about. That's something to think about right there.
Well, when they ask about coming out, I say, well, can I bring my girl? Just to see what they
say.
You know, can I bring my girl?
Like,
is my girl invited?
Oh, yeah, that's a
you know?
That's a good one.
And you do one of those, and if there's a pause, then, you know, then that's when I'd be like, you know what? You're not ready to be friends with me. We'll stay on the cordial side until
you can have a
mutual thing. We'll just be cordial and say hi and do the happy birthday and, you know, stuff like that. But if I ask you if it's okay if I bring my girl to some place that you invite me to and you give me pause, then that lets me know that you still holding on to more than friendship.
But if you know that y'all are just friends, why you even have to ask, is it okay if I bring my girl? Why can't you just say, all right, we'll be there. We're coming. Oh, I'm bringing such and such with me. Why you have to ask?
Well, I could say,
I'm going to
bring my
girl.
I could just say I'm going to bring my girl because it has happened with, you know, someone said, okay, well, me and Sha will be there, you know, and they're like, you and who? Be like, I ain't coming. Like, I said, you.
Like,
I said, oh,
funny.
You said me. Oh, so I can't bring my girl. Okay, so I ain't going to come. I don't even waste your time.
Well, see, I can understand that. Because the first thing, if one of my exes invited me anywhere, I'm bringing the person that I'm with now.
Yeah.
If I'm with somebody now, they're coming with me because we don't do anything by ourselves anyway. So that person's going to automatically be with me everywhere I go.
Mm.
But we do have a caller. You want to bring a caller on? Hang on.
All right.
8309.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Hey.
What's up?
How's it going?
Y'all in here talking about my favorite subject.
Uh-huh.
Exes. I got a question for y'all, though. This is something that happened to me in the past where I'm cool with all my exes. Like, we don't hang. We're not hanging out, going to parties or nothing like that. But every now and then we touch base to see how the family is doing and stuff like that. Because I do feel like when you have long-standing relationships with people, I'm saying 4 or 5 years, or you've been their friend for 10 years and then someone new comes along and they're not cool with you being friends with them, I don't think it's fair to have to cut that person off. I think that your new partner's values on exes shouldn't overshadow your own. Now, if there is leeway with that, like, I mean, you have to respect your partner's feelings. But at the end of the day, you know, what I was told was that I was being hypocritical because I didn't like them being friends with their exes, but I was cool with mine.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, so
why weren't you cool with them? Hold up, let's go back.
Right.
I wasn't cool with them being friends with their exes because of how they handled their exes.
Mm.
You know, and what they showed me in the beginning, I already had some type of distrust with the way they dealt with their exes. So I was like, nah, it's not cool. I don't do the types of things with my exes that you do with your ex. So I don't feel like it's hypocritical. Now, had the situation been approached differently, where it was, you know, a conversation here or there, but you telling me, you know, later on, you know, a week down the line after I done found out y'all already hung out together, now you telling me I hung out, I'm like, why wasn't this? You talking to me about everything else in life. It didn't come up that you just went and had lunch with this person and y'all hung out and went shopping and did all this stuff. Like, that wasn't a part of your day. We talk about our day before we go to bed every night. So now I'm like, I ain't cool with that.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm thinking, you know, it has to be communication all around the board. Don't pick and choose what conversations you want to have and not have when it comes to your ex. It has to be an open line of communication.
Agreed.
And I think that's the difference.
Agree.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point.
Go ahead, Kiora, then I'll finish mine.
They were doing a bit much. You know what I'm saying? Straight kidding.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Right. Had a nice little day.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, I think, though, how do you approach the subject? Because, say, for instance, I'm at work and my ex calls me and, like, I want to take you to lunch. Do I supposed to call my new person and say, you know, my ex just called me and say she want to take me to lunch? But is it okay for me to tell you later on that day, me and my ex went to lunch today?
But yeah, I think it's all right to tell me later on that day. You know, things happen all the time. It's plenty of times where people will just pop up at my job because I had that type of, you know, I had that type of career where people just pop in. Hey, how you doing? When's your lunch break? Let's go. And things move fast, and you just don't have time to hit your partner up and be like, oh, I'm about to go to lunch. I mean, we are adults. So I'm not saying that person have to check in with me every second of the day to let me know what's going on with them. But I do feel like I should know that day, that I shouldn't know a week later.
I agree with that. Yeah. But I don't
because
know.
I would never know if you, ain't told me. If I ain't find out on my own, you wouldn't have never told me. So why was that a secret?
Right. It would be a secret if you don't say anything about it. I would like to know later, you know, later on that day, too, because, I mean, like, if you call, then it's okay, and if you don't and you tell me later, then that's okay, because I don't feel like you have to ask me permission to do so.
Right,
you're going out
right.
for lunch. I mean, you're at work. You're going to eat. Like, why am I going to be insecure about that? Like,
mm-hmm.
you know,
right.
especially if you come and tell me. Now, if I find out later on down the line, then that's when the suspicions start. You making me feel a certain kind of way because the way you handling it. If it was really nothing, then so what? You went to go get something to eat, and you went back to work.
Right.
But some people choose the opposition, though. Some people will say, well, it didn't mean nothing to me. That's why I ain't bring it up, and that's why I didn't tell you. And this is one
mm-hmm.
conversation that we had. I had to tell her it's all about building and maintaining the trust within your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
If you want me to be cool with
mm-hmm.
you talking to studs or sims or whatever, then you got to communicate and let me know what's going on in your head. I don't want to feel left out and feel like I'm the other person when I'm your partner. If I'm supposed to be your rib and I'm supposed to be the other half of you, then why don't I know what's going on?
I mean, that's a great point that you've made, and I think that the communication needs to always remain open, period, point blank. And I think that you have to feel comfortable and safe. I feel like if I'm going to call you my friend, you're my ex, I'm calling you my friend, and you're going to meet my new person, like, period, point blank. And if you can't be my new person, then we can't remain friends because I ain't with that secretive type of stuff. Because that means now I'm going to have to be secretive because I done told my new person that you don't necessarily want to meet them. And now
right.
I'm going to have
right.
to be secretive about the whole thing. And if I
right.
have to be secretive to my new partner, then we can't be friends.
Yep.
Like, we just can't be friends. So I guess that brings the next question. Is there, I guess, what lines would keep you from being friends with an ex?
Oh, if for one, I'm not cool with, you know, like my new partner. I'm like totally in love with them. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna make me uncomfortable if my ex is flirting with me, you know, saying, making little innuendos and saying some side stuff. I'm not gonna be cool with that. So now I gotta put you in time out. I'm not saying that off rip. I'm not gonna be your friend anymore. I'm gonna give you a chance to redeem yourself and understand, you know, how serious I am with the person that I'm with. Because sometimes people just don't take your relationship seriously. It's not real to them. You know what I'm saying? Because I was always the type of person that was from girl to girl, you know, single a long time. And so they seen people come and go. And they may just feel like my new partner is somebody that's not going to be there that long. So it's how you define your new relationship to that person. They choose to respect it and respect your, you know, your new thing that you have going on. And, okay, maybe we can build a friendship from that. But if you choose to keep on doing little side stuff, you know, trying to pop in, trying to get me little presents and stuff to let me know how you care and all that, I'm like, nah, no bueno. Because if you come to my job with some flowers, I'm going to take it to my girl and be like, look what she got us. Because I ain't no solo missions. I don't do solo missions.
Yeah, but yeah, that's pretty much the answer, though. Disrespect. Yeah, it's all about respect.
Yeah. Yeah, and
you definitely
want
to make your.
Go ahead, finish that your statement.
I was saying, you just don't want to make your partner feel like they're not included. You all, everything should be inclusive, you know, and the bond that you build with your partner is solely on you. Their ex don't have nothing to do with, you know, your new partner. So you got to keep loyalty where it's supposed to be. Just because y'all had something, you know, 5 years or 6 years or however long y'all had it, that loyalty is gone. Y'all no longer partners. They are no longer the main course in your life. You have someone that's the main course in your life. So you need to, you know, respect that.
Wow, that's a great way to put it. I like that. You know, let me forget my question.
I
remember the question. So my question is this. This is to anyone. Anyone can answer. And everyone, if you're listening, you want to talk, just press 1 and I'll bring you on. But this question is, what if your new partner is just not comfortable with you being friends with your ex? You've probably been friends with your ex for about 5 years now. Y'all been broken up. Y'all went through the breakup. Y'all transitioned. Y'all are just really, truly, just hands down, just good friends, nothing other than friends. And your new partner is just like, well, I can't deal with it. I can't deal with y'all being friends. And they don't have a reason. They just saying, I can't deal with it. So how do you all handle that? That's a good question.
I walk out of it.
You walk out of the relationship?
You walk out of the relationship?
Yeah.
Friendship with the ex?
No. I walk out of the relationship. I can't. That's not something that I'm willing to settle for, knowing that there's nothing going on. It's like, that's to me, that's a control issue. And
that's just
for me, my personal feelings about that. That's a control issue, and I don't because then what's next? What's next? You think I'm cold? Now I was in a relationship like that, okay, and I did, you know, put the friend on the back burner, okay, and it actually this friend was for 20 before my daughter was born. Okay, and when I was straddling the fence, okay, and it was my daughter's godfather, and she just, like, y'all talk too much, I don't like this, it's either him or me, and then, you know, I was like, okay, you know, trying to save feelings, and then it came to, why you gotta play with your godson like that? what kind of relationship do you have? And I'm like, okay, I gave my, what's going to be next? Oh, no, 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 no. I see where this is going. Mm-mm. You about to make me lose God up in here. You got to go. Got to go. Got to go. We're not doing this. We're not doing this. No. We're not doing this because then I'm going to lose all my identity trying to please you. No.
Yeah,
I still think that's
true.
A great. I love that you said that, that it, because at that point, that is why I can say there's some insecurity and there's some control issues.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're just completely saying, I don't want you around your ex. I don't want you around. Basically, you're just basically saying, I don't want you around anybody other than me.
Pretty much. That is a form of control, but I just kind of wanted
to hear what your opinions were on that. And we do have somebody. I'm just going to bring them on. It's 8209. 8209.
Yeah, I actually had that same situation with my wife. So my best friend and I have been best friends since I was 18. And, you know, we've never been together, but at one time we had thought about it. You know, like, we've been through so many bad relationships, we should probably just get together. We thought about it, but we never crossed that line because we didn't want to ruin our friendship. You know, and so with my wife, like, we talked about it. You know, like, oh, this, you know, this happened 10 years ago. Mind you, my best friend's now married to a guy. I done been through relationships and now married. And, like, even to this day, like, oh, you can't be around her or I don't like you talking to her. Y'all thought about it. I'm like, that was, like, 8 years ago. Like, come on, man. Like, but she just can't get it. Like, she can't get, you know what I'm saying? And it is a control issue. And that should have been my red flag then, but it wasn't. You know what I'm saying? Because then, like, all my friends, like, she came up with issues with all my friends after that. Like, you know, oh, this person's not good enough or this person talks too much or, you know, just that isolation. So it is, you know what I'm saying? Or, I mean, one of my friends, you know, we had messed around. Like, it was just, you know, I was going through a separation with one of my exes at the time. We messed around a little bit, but it was never nothing. But we just remained friends, like really good friends. And she couldn't handle that. Mm-hmm. Like, call her and tell her you're not going to be friends with her no more.
Crazy things like that.
And it's, you know, so when you see those red flags, like, they're there. You know, and I'm trying to tell her, like, I can't just cut off all my friends. Like, I'm not going to do that. And it's, well, it's either them or me. It's them or me. And so I never really cut off my best friend, but at the same time I did. You know, so we would only talk maybe once or twice a month or once every 3 months or, you know, like our kids really don't even know each other, which is a shame, you know what I'm saying? Because I would be afraid to go spend time with her because I wasn't allowed to or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like I was being devious if I wanted to go have a drink with my best friend since I was 18, you know what I'm saying? So there's red flags, and when they go off, like, you got to take heed to them.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I'm glad. So you still with the person?
Not really.
Kind of, sort of, but not really. It's okay. I mean,
we're in the midst of a divorce.
Oh, okay.
But my best friend is now my rock. Like, I call her every day. Like, she, you know, she understood. Like, and that's what friends are for. You don't got to talk to them every day, but when you need them, they're there. And that's how you know a good friend.
Right. That is true.
I got a question when it comes to that, though. I got a question. I went through that same thing where a lot of the people that I stopped hanging out with and, you know, that were always there for me, they were hurt when I came back around. And it wasn't until I went through my breakup that I started, you know, reaching out a little bit more. And one of them actually said to me, you know, how fair is this? You know, you want to hang out and do all these things now, but I wasn't good enough when you went with your ex. So what do you think is a good way to rebuild a relationship or reintroduce yourself to people that you may have hurt? Just from, you know, being with somebody else.
I think that, first off, this is what I feel should have happened in the beginning. I think that the person you were with that, I guess, caused you to cut off the relationship with these people, I think that you all should have maybe met. I think security builds up when you can meet the person, the people that are your friends, when you could be around them, they can get to know them. and see the type of relationship that you have with them as opposed to cutting them off. Because when you cut them off, I think in a sense that could be a form of suspicion too. Because, like, why do you feel you have to cut them off just to make me secure? I should be able to meet them. And if I can't meet them because they don't feel comfortable, then that's a different story. But if I can't meet them just because you don't feel comfortable with me meeting them,
right?
I think that adds to the insecurity of the situation. But yep. when it comes to now I'm going to be their friend again, I think you should just do what you did. You know, I'm sorry, I apologize. You know, let's try to move forward from this.
Well,
and call
what
it a day.
Well, what can you do to say about it? Right, but you know what happened, what I had explained to one of my friends was that it wasn't so much of anything that they were doing, but the temptation was there for me because I was so attracted to them. We were only friends, but it was certain situations that we would be in by ourselves, and I'm like, man, I'd rather just take myself out of this situation because I don't know where my control is, and this was in the beginning of my new relationship. So I had to cut it off for my sanctity. You know what I'm saying?
So why didn't you talk to them about it before cutting it off if that was the reason? I'm just curious.
Well, because I wasn't as mature. And I didn't exactly know how to articulate how I was feeling.
So it really had nothing to do with the other person. It just had something to do with how you felt towards that person that's now your friend.
Yeah.
Okay, you got it.
Oh, okay. Well, then I think that you did the right thing because, shit, you should have cut it off. Hell, if you know you're going to be around the person and probably have sex with them, you should have cut that relationship off because you're trying to be in a new relationship with someone else and you know you don't like that. You don't want to be in a relationship with that particular person. Then you did what you had to do, which was I need to put you on the back burner for just a little while because I need to make sure the lines are not blurred.
Right,
you know
what
I'm
saying?
What,
like,
I need to make sure
once I got over myself, a real friendship. Yeah, once I got over myself, you know, I was able to, you know, come back to her and say, well, this is why, you know, I had to cut the friendship off is because, you know, I really liked the new girl, and I didn't want to start out on a bad note. And back then, like I said, I was immature, I was young, and I was the blow with the wind type. So if you throwing it at me or if it's a potential for me to have it, I'm going to get it. You know, but I was going through a phase where I wanted to be an adult. I wanted to be an adult and build a real relationship, and I thought that was the best way to do things, but I feel like I should have handled it differently. I should have had a conversation with her, you know, because she probably wasn't even feeling me like that no more, you know, sexually. But it was all in my head as to what I thought could happen.
But you knew what could happen because you knew what you wanted from her. So you do have to make a clean transition. That's what we were talking about earlier, because even if she was, like, when we were talking about being friends with your exes, there still needs to be a transitional period. Even if it was somebody you just kicking it with and having sex with, sex creates a connection and a bond that exists and that you have to make sure to cut if you're going to just be friends with that person. So you did the right thing. However, you probably should have just talked to her about it. Even if she didn't feel the way you felt, it doesn't matter. You still were sexually attracted to her, regardless of how she felt.
Right.
So, anyway, I hope y'all are friends now and everything's okay and forgiven. And y'all move the hell on.
She laid it down. She came up with
me. Right. She did. Mika done just checked me, right?
I know, man. I feel like it was a motherfucker to a child or something. God. Hey, okay.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like I just got a spanking.
But I also gave you some. I also said that you did the right thing for the most part, which you did. So I gave you a pat on the back. I gave you a good criticism sandwich. okay?
That's
you
right.
Good,
you
got
that shit sandwich. You right. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. Look, I'm a tap out on that note. Y'all have a good night.
All right, man.
Well, thank you for joining in and asking your questions.
All right. Later, y'all.
All right, man.
Oh, gosh, this has been an interesting topic. Anyone else want to say anything before we move on?
Ooh, go ahead, Ms. Speaker. Do your thing, girl.
I'm pretty sure you might go in on me.
I just had to say that.
I am not.
We got to have a part two, girl.
We are going to have a part two because this is a really interesting discussion, and I think that she brought up a very good point that spoke to what we talked about earlier of making sure you do have to make sure what are your motivations for keeping this person in your life. Are you keeping this person in your life because you're still sexually attracted to them? You need that emotional connection that you all had. What are the reasons? And if those are the reasons, then you need to make sure that you are transitioning from those, and that may just mean that you have to take some time away from that particular person so those feelings can go away and you can break that spiritual bond that you two develop, because you always develop a bond with someone when you bring them into your life, a spiritual bond, a spiritual connection that needs to be broken, a spiritual tie that has to be broken in order for you to get on the right track to where you want the relationship to go, whether you want to be friends or you want this person just to be out of your life completely. But it can't happen if you don't take time away so that you could break the bond. Otherwise, it's just going to continue. She probably would have continued having sex with the person, cheating on her new girl. Or she probably would have stopped talking to the new girl and then keep having sex with this other person, and now you're missing out on a relationship with this new girl. You know what I mean? Like, you just never know what would have happened. And then it would have just caused more problems. Right.
It would have happened.
Right, it would have happened. She would have kept having sex with him. So she did the right thing, essentially.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lordy. This topic's so hard. I hate having these conversations sometimes.
Hey, but you know what, man? You know, at least people learning from them, you know. That's a good thing.
I agree. And I think sharing your experiences make a difference. That's why I'm glad the other young lady came on and she shared her thoughts regarding, you know, what happened with her wife and her best friend. Because I do think that makes sense, that just because you're not comfortable with the person, it doesn't automatically mean I need to cut them off. I need to understand, why aren't you comfortable with that person? Are you not comfortable with me being friends with that person because of your own insecurities? Or are you not comfortable because you've seen some stuff happen between us? You see that I'm flirting with her or she's flirting with me. That makes a difference. But is it just because you just don't want her, want me to be friends with her? Because at the end of the day, your friends are going to always be there. Your real, true, close friends, they're going to normally always be there. When this person leave you or hurt you, whatever, your friend is going to be there to help pick up the pieces.
Right.
Most of the time. And she didn't even have anything sexual with the girl. It was just a thought that crossed their mind. We think about people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But if we act on it, I think that it's not that big of a deal. You may think about the person you see across the street. Does that mean a lot of times, you know, lesbians become friends because they're attracted to each other. And then they realize, oh, ain't nothing going to happen here, so we're just going to be friends. But does that mean that I have to cut you off just because I was initially attracted to you?
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something to think about. Mm-hmm.
We got so much we could say, so much more we could say about this topic. But I don't want to talk about it anymore tonight. It got me all in my feelings. Shoot. We need to take a break. Let's listen to this song. So I was watching the Grammys tonight, And it's this song called Girl Crush by, I think, Many Little People, something like that. I forget their entire name. But I never knew what the lyrics meant to this song, right? And so I'm like, let me look up the lyrics to this song. So she's saying she has a girl crush, but she has a crush on, she doesn't literally have a crush, but she wants to be like her ex's new lover. Because she feels, if I could be like my ex's new lover, then he's going to like me just as much as he likes her. He's going to come back to me, basically. I think that fits this topic perfectly. Whoa. What y'all think?
Yeah, that is interesting.
I'm going to post the lyrics in the group in a second. But it just made me think about, you know, I'm like, oh, this would be a perfect one to play for tonight's show. Because I think that happens. It's like you left me to be with someone else. And maybe if I was more like the person you left me for, you would come back to me.
Wow.
So we're going to close the show out with that. Yeah, no. Any final thoughts before we close out the show?
No, it was very interesting and insightful.
I didn't hear the other person. What'd you say?
I enjoyed the show. Have a good night, everyone.
I enjoyed the show, too. Thank you for your opinions and your thoughts, and thank you for
thank
the
you.
Other two callers. I appreciate you both. And, Kira, thank you for always being here and being open to listening to us women.
My pleasure. It's okay, man. I enjoy it all anyway. It's all good to me, so I appreciate it.
Thank you. Well, everyone, make sure you tune in to us on Saturday for Brunch in the Basement with Javon from 11 to 1. And then on Sunday from 6:30 to 8:30 for Sunday Evening Shout. And then I'm back again on Monday at 10 p.m. I'm thinking the topic next Monday may be on insecurity in relationships, but I'm not sure yet. So I will post the show very soon. You can listen to all of our replays on iTunes. It's WJBR Blog Talk Radio. Or you could go to blogtalkradio.com/WJBR and listen to our replays. And we're going to close the song out with, wait, the show out with Girl Crush. I hope you all have a good night.
Good night.
You too. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Got a girl crush. Hate to admit it, but I got a heart rush. It's slowing down. I got it real bad. Want everything she has. That smile and that bottle of her.